So we're continuing with this tree situation. Okay? And basically, it comes to a machlokas. Seems like it's a machlokas by Meiser. Whether or not you say that all that matters is where you are. But the halacha is you have to eat Meiser in Yerushalayim. And Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So do you go, if you have one of these trees on the border, do you just go by where you are? And if you're in Yerushalayim, you know, if you're inside, you're inside, you're outside, you're outside, because it goes by the choma, by the wall. Or do you say no, that it goes by the nof, goes by the branches, right? That's a Rehidah Shita. That just like by a mikla, goes by the nof. So to here, goes by the nof, goes by the branches, right? By Meiser. So, the question is, what's the machlokas? Okay, it seems like a similar point is by the, if you're in a cave, then there's like, do you go by the opening of the cave, or do you go by the where you are? If the cave, let's say, goes underground into Yerushalayim, so do you go by the opening to the cave, or do you go by where you are, technically? Okay, so.
Reference to what?
By Meiser. Meiser Shane, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So do you go by the branches, or do you just go by where you are located? So the question is, what's a machlokas? I guess the case would be if the tree is the branches. Either way, let's say the trunk is outside and the branches are inside. Yeah. So now you steer on the branches which are outside. Do you say you're in Yerushalayim and you could eat the Meiser, or do you say no, you have to go inside?
The branches are inside and you're outside.
In the trunk. On the trunk. Right. So if you say you go by where you are, you'll say you're outside, you're not in the choma. But if you say you go by the nof, so then you'll say the nof of the branches are inside, so therefore the tree is considered inside, so you can just eat there. Right? And the way Rashi said, the reason why you had to be inside by the choma is because it says, Afnei Hashem El Kacha. So presumably he's saying what makes it Afnei Hashem El Kacha is the wall. The choma, you're inside Yerushalayim. Alright, so what's the question? What's that? What's the machlokas? Something like this is that maybe the question is, how do you understand the halacha by Meiser? You have to eat your Meiser in Yerushalayim, right? So, like Rashi said, by one of the things, he said, it goes by the wall. It says, before God, you should eat it. So, one way to look at it is, look, there's such a thing as being Lefnei Hashem. How do you be Lefnei Hashem? Yerushalayim is Lefnei Hashem, that's what it's a reference to, Lefnei Hashem Lekacha. So if you're in Yerushalayim, then you're defined as Lefnei Hashem Lekacha. And then, you have to eat it. You have to eat it while you're Lefnei Hashem. Okay? That's one way to look at it. You must be like a Gavra who's Lefnei Hashem, and in that state, you eat it. Another way to look at it is that the Achila has to be an Achila Lefnei Hashem. Not that you have to be defined as a god of Lefnei Hashem, but the activity of eating has to be an eating of Lefnei Hashem. Okay? What's the difference? So the thing is like this, is that, see, eating comes under Dira. Eating is where, like, for instance, by a sukkah. So you have to be a dar in the sukkah, so what does that mean? I mean, eating, sleeping. And eating is a major activity of Dira. It's a component of Dira. So like this is that if you have to define your eating, so if I'm eating on a tree, so a tree is a big makom dira, and I have to identify the makom dira of the tree by its branches, like we said yesterday. So therefore, if you wanted to define my achila, you'll say it's an achila of the tree. An achila of the tree is an achila of the makom of the branches, because the ikar of dira is the branches. So therefore, you say, you'll characterize the achila. I don't care if you happen to be in a Yerushalayim, but if the branches are outside, then it's an achila of this tree. Makom achila is the tree, and the makom of the tree is the branches, those are the branches. So if you're trying to define the achila, then you say, what type of activity is achila? It's dira, and therefore you define the achila based upon the makom dira. But if you learn not that you're defining the achila, but that the gavra has to be in Yerushalayim when he does this achila, first you're in Yerushalayim, the Gavra's in Yerushalayim. Then he does the Achila, so then he'll say, well, am I in Yerushalayim? So the answer is, I'm not doing Dira, I'm just, where am I? Where's my location? So I look at the mechitzos at the wall. If I'm in Yerushalayim, then I'm in the mechitzos. Fine. Now I'm roi to do the dira, to do the achila. That's the explanation of the kalatos lano. So I'm the explanation of the mechitzos lano. That goes by, am I in the wall, am I out of the wall? Yeah, I'm saying, because he holds that it's not a din of dira. He holds that the din is l'fnei Hashem. There's two states of a person. There's a state of a person when he's l'fnei Hashem, so he's not l'fnei Hashem. And the prerequisite for doing the achila is that he's l'fnei Hashem. What does that mean? He's in Yerushalayim. So it's like, it's not pshat that it's an achilas l'fnei Hashem. It's not, see, if it's a character of the achila, achila is a type of dira. So the way you define achila is by categories of dira. But if you say it's like a prerequisite that the gavra has to be in a state of l'fnei Hashem when he does the achila, so then you have to just define the gavra. Where is he? Is he in or is he out? So that you define by the mechitzos. Now I'm inside. Oh, now you can do the achila. But it's not like a definition of the maisa achila. It's a definition of his state, which precedes, which enables the achila. That's a good example, like the cave. It says you have to be lifnei Hashem, so you can be underground in a cave, which is many feet or, you know, outside of Yerushalayim. So are you lifnei Hashem when you're in that cave? No, you're not in lifnei Hashem. You're outside in who knows where, right? So Gavra's not lifnei Hashem when he does it. But if you have to characterize the achila, so the achila takes place in this cave. The cave is a makom dira. Where is the cave located? Where's the location, the address of the cave? The address of the cave is by the opening of the cave. So now I'll say it's an achila of this cave, which is an achila of Yerushalayim. So if it's a characteristic of the achila, so then achila is a type of dira, and then you're going to go by the makom dira. If you're just saying it's not a characteristic of the achila, but it's a prerequisite for the achila, that the gavra is l'fnei Hashem, and when you're l'fnei Hashem, that's when you should do it. So then you have to look, am I l'fnei Hashem or not? Forget Dira. Dira is what comes afterwards, once I'm a Fnei Hashem, but first you have to find the Fnei Hashem. How do you find the Fnei Hashem? Am I in the Mechitzos? Am I out of the Mechitzos? Then they say, I'm in the Fnei Hashem, then you can talk about my Achila. I think he's saying the way you define the location of the cave, and this is probably how you define in houses also, is like by the entrance. Like if you want to define the Makom Dira, so it's like the way you define it is like the way you enter it. It's like the fact that underground.
It's like the way people describe
the location. Yeah, right. The way you describe the location is the way it's accessed. The fact that technically my coordinates when I'm inside or whatever, I don't know. But the way it's identified is by its opening, by its entrance. So there's a dira of where you enter by. You know? In theory, you could envision the same question by Ari Mikla. I don't know if there is or not, but is what protects you? Is it the fact that the gavra's in you in Ari Mikla? Or is it the dira of Ari Mikla? I mean, that's what the Gemara had said in the first answer, is b'dira tali rachman. But like, you could say, what's kolad you? What protects you? Is it the fact that that's your location? That if your location is Ari Mikla, then you're safe? So then you'll say, well, location, so you have to look at the wall on my inside, on my outside. Or do you say that it's tali and dira? What protects me is the dira shel Ari Mikla. So then you go by the nof. You know? But I don't exactly see why they have to be interdependent. So that's what Gemara wanted to say. That's the machlokas. It's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay? Between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, by Meiser, you go by... By Meiser, you go by the branches. And the Chachamim say, go by where you are. So Gemara says, not so fast. Not so fast. Emer the Shamas Le Rabbi Yehuda Gavi Meiser. When do we hear that Rabbi Yehuda says by Meiser you go by the Nov? L'chumra. He only goes L'chumra. Okay. Well, now Gemara is going to explain a little bit. Okay, so let me just tell you, there's two halachas. Two halachas by Meiser. One halacha is that you could only eat maaser inside. And the other halacha is that you could only redeem maaser. If you have fruits, you could redeem them onto a coin. You can only do that outside. Okay? You can't redeem them once you're inside. Once you're inside, you have to eat them. You can't redeem them anymore. Okay? So there's an advantage to being inside and an advantage to being outside. Inside, you're allowed to eat them. Outside, you're allowed to redeem them. So the thing is, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that we go by the branches, that's l'chumra. Always l'chumra. Okay, what does that mean? So the Gemara explains. So if the branches, the trunk is outside and the branches are inside, so again, if the branches are inside, so then on the branches you're not going to be able to redeem it because the branches are inside. So too on the ikar trunk, you're not allowed to redeem it because you go by the branches, the chumra to prevent you from being able to redeem it. Okay. And similarly, it's the opposite case. If the branches are outside, you can't eat it. Since the branches are outside, you can't eat it without redeeming it. You also can't eat it inside. And then the acre. So he's saying is that all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that you always go l'chumra by the branches. The branches are chumra. Okay? Which means that even if you're by the ikar, and the ikar would allow you to do something, allow you to eat, or allow you to redeem, if the branches are the other way, the branches will asr you. So the branches will always prevent you from, will make things harder for you. Prevent you. Right? But, he says, I understand if the branches are inside and the trunk is outside. I understand that when the branches, just like you can't kill him on the branches because they're inside, so too on the trunk. But if the branches are outside and the trunk is inside, you're going to be able to kill the guy if he's inside or miklat by the trunk. He's inside. So he's saying like this, is that Rabbi Yehuda is basically learning, is going l'chumrah. He's saying is you always have to be machmir and treat the branches. The branches, the thing that you go by the branches is a chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't mean, this is what he says is crazy, the Gemara is saying. You can't tell me if the guy is, this is what we dealt with yesterday, but he says you can't say if the guy is inside Ari Miklat, leaning on the tree, on the trunk of the tree, then you're going to, since the branches are outside, you can't say you can kill the guy. Right. He says, yeah, you're going to kill him. He's inside. He says, you go by the branches. Yeah, l'chumra. That if you're outside on the trunk and the branches are inside, then I'll let him in. So that, yeah, exactly. So he's reviewed us into chumras and going by the branches, l'chumra. But he's not going l'kula by the branches. That's not what he does. He doesn't just say everything goes by branches. He just machmir. Now, it turns out by meiser, there's a chumra both ways. There's a chumra to be inside, there's a chumra to be outside, because inside here is a chumra that you're not allowed to redeem it. Outside is a chumra that you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that you go l'chumra on both. And the branches can make your life hard on you. But he says by Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that you're gonna go l'kula and be able to kill him. Okay. So the question is what's this idea? I mean, he's saying that somehow Rabbi Yehuda has this idea of just always going.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you won't be able to do either.
Yeah, right. Won't be able to do either. Right. So for instance, if you're inside, if the trunk is inside, the branches are outside. So you're inside. So you're not going to be able to redeem it. And so you're not going to be able to eat it either because the branches are outside. Right? And the opposite case also. If the trunk is outside and you're outside,
why
so you'll say...
Why is he being machmir?
That's a good question. I know, that's a question. Why is he being machmir in both ways? What kind of thing is that? I mean, what's the sense of that position? I mean, what do you go by?
I'm not sure.
And that's a question. I saw someone, I think maybe the Ritva said he's misupah. But I mean, it's hard to say. It doesn't sound like, I don't think Rashi, let me see. It's hard to say that. I mean, usually you'll find that, like, the Tanaim are misupah. Usually it's like some, it sounds like you're seeing some sort of a combination. And you go by both. It's funny. So Tosas asks the question. He asks, because Ryuta just says you go by the nose. So Tosas says, how does the Gemara know that Ryuta doesn't say Lakula also? Rabbi Yehuda just says, Ilan halach acharnof. So he says, how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda is only saying it l'chumra and not saying it l'kula? Doesn't sound like that. So he says, it's mistavra, it's a svara, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham don't argue that much. Just about a chumra. Because if you tell me the way we had learned it, Rabbi Yehuda is saying everything goes by the branches, and the Rabbanan is saying there's nothing at all to do with the branches, it just goes by where you physically are. See, that's a big machlokas. But it's mestaber. No, even Rabbi Yehuda cares about where you are. He's just saying that even where you are, but if the branches are the other way, then you'll be machmir based upon the branches. So he's saying that's a smaller argument. And the Misvara, the Gemara held, that you don't have a right to say Rabbi Yehuda is so different from the Chachamim. But he's in the same camp as the Chacham, he just says, throws in a Chumrah based upon the branches. But to me, it's very difficult. Right? I mean, well, first of all, yeah, Mark's always a Safek. I mean, what's the Shita? What's the Shita? Is the Shita you go by the branches? Or you are? What's this thing? He doesn't know. And the Gemara is like saying, that's the Svara, that's what you have to say? I mean, why? It just seems like a force. So let's leave it till next time to try to figure out what this shita is. Okay, this idea of being somehow being machmir both ways. Alright.